أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكم من قرية أهلكناها فجاءها بأسنا بياتا أو هم قائلون فما كان دعواهم إذ جاءهم بأسنا إلا أن قالوا إنا كنا ظالمين فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين فلنقصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from verses 4 to verse 7 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand consoled our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that this Quran should not be a haraj, it should not be a difficulty to your heart, a constraint or a constriction to your heart. And at the same time, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us as an ummah to follow the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to follow any other person, any other bosom friend. Here in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the situation of the people of the past. Allah says, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا. How many a qarya, how many a village, a city, a town we had destroyed. How we had destroyed it, what had happened. فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْهُمْ قَائِلُونَ. Our punishment, our chastisement had come upon them, bayat, during the night, or whilst they were having their midday rest, the siesta. At that time, when man is in total ghaflat, man is in total ignorance about the situations around, he is resting, he is sleeping. At that time, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, caught them totally unaware. When that had happened, فَمَا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُمْ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Is ja'ahum ba'suna, when our punishment had come to them, then their cry was absolutely nothing, but they said, inna kunna zalimin, certainly we are the sinners, we are the wrongdoers. Their whole life, Allah Ta'ala sent nabis to them, Allah Ta'ala had sent to them different forms of reminders, but the result of all of that was their arrogance, their stubbornness. Now when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, either at night like the people of Nuh, like the people of Lut alayhi salam, during the day like the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, now there was only one cry, inna kunna zalimeen, we are the sinners, we are the wrongdoers. Now this is that admission that comes when a person sees the chastisement, the person sees the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but then that is too late. That is not going to be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly we will ask the communities towards whom the Nabis, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was sent. And together with that, we will of course question the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question each nation with regards to the coming of the Nabi, and what their response was. Mada ajabtumul mursaleen. What was your response to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam that had come to you? They had this concern, they had this fikr, they invited you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did you respond? What was your response? In the Hajjatul Wada, in the khutbah of the Hajjatul Wada, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made reference to this. He asked Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what would you say when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would question you? Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum responded, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ وَأَدَّيْتَ وَنَصَحْتَ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had transmitted to us, you had disseminated, and you had fulfilled, and you had definitely advise us with regards to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sahaba in one single voice responded to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turning his index finger towards the sky, asked and beseeched Allah, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, you bear witness to the fact that my ummah in this dunya, they had given this certification that I had fulfilled the requirements of Nubuwat and I had fulfilled the requirements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And in this way, on the day of Qiyamah, in many ahadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question the umam, Allah will question the communities, they will be in denial. The Nabi will say that I had fulfilled the command of Allah by transmitting the message to you. Then Allah will call upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we will relate to them, upon them, their incidents, بِعِلْمٍ, with the reality of the truth. In other words, the truth from the outward, the truth from the inner, whatever the outward situation was, that also Allah Ta'ala will relate. And in the inner conditions of the heart, all of that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will relate. وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. And we were never absent. In other words, we were never aware of the situations of the people on the ground. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.